Hello to all my Chavirim Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on our Shir Mishnayos, we are doing Maseches Megillah, Parak Beis, Mishnah Dalet, which in the Gemara is on Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis, continuing on to Daf Chaf Amid Aleph. And the Mishnah begins. The Kol Kasher and the Gross of the Megillah. Everybody is kosher to read the Megillah. The Rav says, HaKol is to include women. Tosfos Yontif brings from the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Erechim, the reason is af hem hayu b'osu nes. They were included in the miracle of Purim, so they're kosher to read the Megillah. And the Ritva says, even though Nashim are pater in a mitzvah shezman grama, they still chayv Megillah because of that same reason, af hem hayu b'osu nes. Shulchan Aruch Archayin Simon Tuf Reish Pei Tesif Beis says, but some say, which is the Tur in the name of the Bahag, and also the Mordechai in the name of the Rav Yah, that women aren't mitzi men. Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Zion says it's not similar to the Ner Chanukah, as the Dirshu in Os 23 explains that a woman could light and be mitzi others, as it's brought in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Reishayin Hay Sif Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah there Sif Cotton Tess. What's the difference? Because Megillah is like Kriyas HaTorah, and it would be possible for a woman to read because covered a tzibur. And therefore, even for another person, she shouldn't be motzi because of low plug. That's what the Magen Avraham says. And also, the Gra says that maybe a woman is not mechayev in the Kriya. She says mechayev to hear. And therefore, she would be considered like a not mechayevas bedavar as far as a man goes. But a woman can be motzi her friend. Shartzi and Sukkotin Tesvav brings from the Kanfei at Nisharim in the name of Taisvis that for a lot of women, a woman should not be motzi them. It's considered Ziluba Milsit. As the Dirish in Os 25 brings that it's a Shaman Zaman Arbach in Nitik Avril Lamadalad Aryadalad has a question about that because we know when Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Tzadik Tes Sifvav, as far as Baruch Samazim, that women can be make their own Zeman, and one can be make the benching for all of them. And similarly, the Mishnah Berurah, and Siman Resh Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Dalet, as far as Kiddush. So she could be motzi other women, so it's mashma. Even when she's motzi men, Chiyuv and Kiddush, there would be a question of Zilba Milsa, but not when she is motzi other women like her. So what's the problem, he wonders. And they're similar. The Eliyahu writes the same thing. And he doesn't have an answer for it. Continuing on the Mishnah. Chutz Mecherishat V'Katan. Everyone can read the Megillah except for Cherishat V'Katan. The Rav says, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, that says that if someone reads and doesn't hear what he's saying, he can't be Yotze. So similarly, Cherish can't hear, he can't be Yotze. Tesis Yantif brings a second reason, that anybody who doesn't hear is missing in the Pesumi Nisa, as the Beis Yosef has in the Siman Tav Reish Beites. Tesri Kivi Eger explains that the reason is, since he can't hear, he is like Eni Mechuyev B'davar, so therefore he can't be motzi others. And that's the way we behold in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Kuf Pei Hei, as far as Tekiya, that a Cheresh HaMadaber Nishamei, a Cheresh who can't hear, he can't be motzi others with the Tekiya. Also because he can't hear, and therefore he's not mechuyev in the tkiyah. Tosfos Yontif says, la'halacha, we pass on Rabbi Yehuda and Krishma, that you don't have to hear what you're actually saying. Beis Yosef and Siman Tav Reish Pei Tes makes a difference between Krishma and Megillah, because Megillah, the mitzvah, is mir persumei nisa. If he can't hear, he can't be yotzim. But Krishma, the mitzvah, is just to say it. And if he doesn't hear, he's still yotzim. The Taz and Siman Tav Reish Tzadik Tes, Ais Alf, makes a chiluk, that if he can hear, he can be yotze, even if he doesn't hear. As long as he has the capability to hear, he's yotze, even if he doesn't physically hear. Just like we say, Kol Haroi L'Bila Ein Bila Makeves Bo. We say by mixing up the mincha, as long as you can mix it up, it's good enough, even if you didn't mix it up. That's in Menachas, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalet. But if you can't hear at all, then you're not Yotzi with the Kriya because you don't have the capability of hearing. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Machshava Katan. Rabbi Yehuda says a katan can read the Megillah. The Rav says we don't possibly rip Yehuda. Taisi Yantif brings that from the Taisis, we're talking about a cotton shehigi l'chinach. Because if he didn't, why would Rabbi Yehuda say that you're kosher? We have at the end in Perek Gimel and Rosh Hashanah that anyone is not mechayiv can't be most of the others. They're chayiv. Okay, but it must be that the child here is yilachinach. He has a chayiv on him to do it. And still, the Tanakhama says apostles, even though the chayiv and Megillah and the Gadol is on the Rabbanan, and still we don't let the youngster read it for us, because since the cotton is on the chayiv. In other mitzvahs, on the midrabanan with chinuch, so now he's got a double drabanan, the run of chinuch and drabanan of Megillah. And we don't have this double drabanan, kantri yotzi, the one drabanan that a regular gadol has of a mitzvah Megillah. Taisiv Kivya Eger brings that the Ran writes from the Ramban an answer that according to Rabbanan, a katan is not considered bar chiyuv at all, because he doesn't have the mitzvah of the katan to do it. The mitzvah is on the father to teach him, so he doesn't have a mitzvah, and therefore he can be motzi others. The Boaz asks that it's mashma here that even in mitzvah Rabbanan there is a din of chinuch generally, and that's what we have in our Chayim Siman Kuf Zion in the Makan of Ram Shin Mem Gimel, and we know that in Maseches Chagiga, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, we say that when a gadol is part of midaraisa with a cotton, they didn't make any gezerah derabbanan. And the first way to understand it, that's only by mitzvahs like Re'iya, where it's a big terachot that you're going to bring a cotton from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. And just like they patered this inyan of chinuch by Krishma, for a father to Mechanech his son in Krishma, because it's a big tircho to wake him up, as it has in Aruch Chayim Siman Ayin. And therefore, only if it's a big tircho like Krishma, or it's big tzar, they weren't geyser at all, as in Silva's Daf Samach and Aleph. Another reason they say is that the only thing is when it's a Ptur Medir Reis because of the Shinoi in his guf. But if it's a Ptur Medir Reis, as far as the mitzvah itself, then the cotton would be Chayev, because otherwise he won't be have any chinuch ever. Okay, so that's the difference between a cotton and a gadol in the Chiyuah. Mishnah continues, Ein Karnas Megillah. When do you read it? I mentioned a few different things here in the Mishnah that you can only do it in the daytime. So one is Ein Karnas Megillah, and the Rav says, when we're talking about where you have to go and read the Megillah at evening and then read it again in the day, and the Kriya in the daytime should only be after the Netzachama, as it says in Esther Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Ches, V'hayyamayim ha'elah niskar v'nas, must be in the yom. Also, lomalim, you don't do a bris. Rav prays to the Gemara, it says, V'hayyegu perek yibbez, Pasuk Gimel, v'hayyom hashmini yimel, must be in the daytime. Taisiyanta brings with Taisus and Shabbos, Tav Kuf Lamed Beis, but Aleph, that this Pasuk really, Hayom Hashmini Yimel, is used to teach us that even on Shabbos you do a bris. Okay, and how do we know day and not night from Ben Shmonis Yomim, we darshan v'lo b'layla. So why did he bring this Pasuk here? By Yom HaShemini Yimel, he answers that it's just a more pashut drasha, so he just said that. Also, another something else we only do in the day, Velo Tovlim, Rashi and the Rav say, from when the seventh day comes with Azav or Tomei Meis, we don't wait, we don't say that as soon as the night time came, he can go to, of the seventh day, he can go to B'Tavel, even though the night is beginning of a day. Here we need to do the tefillah in the day. But once the whole seventh day was finished, then he could go to be tefillah at night. The Sefer Yisrael says, all tmeyim that you need, sphere of 7 days before the tefillah, like a tamei meis, a matzara, a zav, and a zava, as it's brought in Shabbos, kuf, chaf, aleph, mat, aleph, and certainly tefillahs gerim and avadim are included in this, but anybody who's tefillah after 7 days can be tayvel even night. Okay, like a nida, for instance. And similarly, any tamei where you don't have to count 7 days, like a balkere, or a Geba Sheretz, or Nevela, something like that, can be Tevla whenever they want. So we say that a Nida and the Yoledest are Tevla at night only. Okay, it means he shouldn't be Tevla before the whole 7 days, complete days, were done. But she can be Tevla even afterwards, after the whole 7 days, she can be Tevla in the day. And some say that this one says Ein Tovlim here in the Mishnah. We're not talking about a person being Tovlim. We're talking about someone who is dipping the Azov in the waters that of the Paraduma that they're going to be Mazu with, to be Mazu on the someone who's Tameh. That's what we're talking about, that you should do in the day. And certainly Tfilas HaGuf, like we had previously. Okay, so we had Lo Malin, Lo Karin, the Megillah, you don't do a Mila, you don't do Tfilah. Also the Mishnah says, for Lo Mazim, we don't do the Hazar. Rav says, it says by Hazar, and by Midrash Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yotes, V'hizah HaTorah Al HaTameh, B'yom HaShlishi, U'B'yom HaShvi. And the Hekesh Tfilah to Hazar, so it's by Yom. Tosfos Yantar asks, on the Mishnah it says Tfilah before Hazar. Here, aren't we talking about that the Tfilah was after the Hazar? Specifically, and the Tzurisrael says that there are certain tefillos in the day that you don't need Hazar, like a Ziva and a Tzaras. And Tzitzit Rekiv Eger brings from Tzitzit that explained, the way the Rebbe Natam explains, that there were two tefillos. One before the Hazar, to be Makabo the Hazar, and that had to be in the night, and one after the Hazar, and that had to be in the day. And the Rekiv asks, why do you have to come up with this, that there were two chiyuvei tefillos? Okay, that after the Hazor, you need its own tefillah, and why didn't you go with the Pashup Shot, that there was one tefillah, and the day of the seventh, for which we retire from the Tumah, like a Tamei Sheretz or Zava Zava, that need tefillah on the last day, because their Tumah we have Yom. So, also a Tamei Meis. And this tefillah, it's up to him to decide if he wants to do it in the day of the seventh before the Hazar, and then it would be good for both of them, to be Makabal Hazar and to be Matar him. But if he doesn't want to do it in the seventh, to be Tevel until after the Hazar, okay, still he would need a tefillah before the Hazar, to be Makabal the Hazar. And then he could do the tefillah at night. And it wouldn't work for his Torah, because it's at night. So then the bottom line is, Ein Tovlim is before the Mazin. Why is that? Because if he wants the Tefillah before the Hazar should work also for his Torah, that has to be in the day. Okay, but without this, it's Bar that the Zav and Zava have to have the Tefillah in the day, and therefore you need to have Ein Tovlim before the Ein, before those are talking about the Hazar. So there are tefillahs that work even without the Hazar, and that's why we have the tefillah first. Okay, the mission continues. V'chein, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, Lo Tzitfal Ad Sheneitzachama. Also, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, we'll explain what that means. She has to wait until Neitzachama. The Rav explains there were 11 days between when a woman is considered a possible Nida. And if she sees one emission during those 11 days, she has to then be Shomeres Yom. She has to be careful the next day to see if she sees any kind of emission that next day. And if she is Tevel on that next day itself, from the time of Neitzachama, that if she made it through the whole day without seeing anything else, she would then be Tohar. Okay, Tosfos says, according to Rashi and the Rav, we're talking about a person being Tevel. So we're saying, what did he say before, V'ein Tovlim, even though what it was mentioning here, Shemeres Yom. Okay, so it's mentioned before, V'ein Tovlim. Now we're talking about Shemeres Yom, also a Tevelah. Why? Because we might have thought that we should consider Mixes Laila is already considered good enough, and she can be Tevel at night, Kamash Malan, since you have to count, a sphere has to be done in the day, as it says, Me'yekra Perektes Vav Pasuk Chavzayim V'Safra La Shevas Yamin. And according to Tais before, that we're not talking about a tefillah, we're talking about the dipping in the Azov, so that's what it mentioned before when it was talking about a tefillah. So now we're talking about Shemeres Yom, which is better than
talking about any other tefillos from that same reason, that she has to wait to have a little mixes ayom to be tayvel during the day and not in the night. Mishnah continues. Kulan sh'asumel mish'ala mashachar kasha. We said all these things had to be done in the day. Shmarisim kinegyim, mazin, tayvlim, malin, mikra megillah. But if you did it from almana shachar, it was also okay. B'digavit Rashi and the Rav say, because from alos shachar really is daytime, but since not everybody is bucky when alos is, so we make you wait until nitzachama. The Rav asks, because it says in Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes Vav, V'anachna Ismail Malacha, we were working there, putting that second base Mikdash up, May Alos HaShachar V'Tzeis HaChavim, and right afterwards it says, V'hayu Lanu Halayla L'Mishmar, V'Yom Malacha, night we guarded, and the day we did Malacha, when was the day? May Alos HaShachar, as the Pasuk says. The Mishnah Brura and Simon Pei Tes, if you base in Gimel, says that Amud HaShachar is when the Shachar that starts to light up a little bit. And we have to be, it has to be at least the whole eastern part of the sky is lit up, not enough with just one a small dot of lightness. And he brings from the Chidush of Kiva Eger that even though you can see stars still in the sky, it's still considered Yom because it started lighting up. The Rav Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph says that he comes explains how you can figure out mathematically when Alos HaShachar is. Normally it works out to be an hour and a fifth before Neitz HaChama. Moving on to Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, which in the Gemara is on Daf Chaf from the base, Kol Yom Kasher L'Kriyas Megillah. The whole day is kosher for Kriyas Megillah, even though we say it's reason my team the mitzvahs, as it says for Yashkam Avram Bapoker in Precious Parakot Beis Pasuk Gimel, still it is kosher the whole day. Tosi Yantar says, because the Pasuk says, V'ayamem ha'elen is gone for Nisan that whole day. Tver Yisrael says a person has to be reading the day and in the night. We're talking about the daytime now. And the Rifa says all the other mitzvahs of Yom, Suda, giving out the Mishloach Manos, Matos of Yonim, all these also are included here that they should be done. They're all part of one mitzvah. They should be done in the day. Ooh, the Kriyas HaHalal, the Mishnah says, Taisi Yadda says in Tehillim, Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Zeh Hayom Asah Hashem. So at Hayom, you say HaHalal in the day. Ooh, Kriyas Shaifert, as the Taisi Yadda brings, it says, Ma'midbar Chav Tes, Pasuk Aleph, Yom Turi Lachem, the Tekiyah should be in the Yom. Netilas Lulav, taking the Lulav, as Taisi Yadda brings, it says, Ma'igra Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Mem, Kach Lachem, Ba'yom HaRishon, in the day. And Tfilas Musafim, Taisimatu explains, like are like Musafim. There, Chum says Tfila is like the Musaf itself, as it says there in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Dvar Yom B'Yomo. That was back in Vayikra Perach of Gimel, similarly. And Musafim itself, Tfilas says, the Hakrabas of the carbon Musaf, also in the day. Taisimatu Kiv Ega says, even though it is never brought before the Tamash Shel Shachar, and not after the Tamash Shel Arba'im, so why do we say it's kosher the whole day? So I'll check the Rav in the beginning of first parak in Pesachim, that it is kosher all day, but there's something else stopping it. The Tamid and on either end is stopping it. Or possibly that it even would be kosher diyavid if you did the Musaf before the Tamash Shel Shachar or after the Tamash Shel Arba'im. And that's what the Chiddush HaRashba says. And the Boaz says that it's a mashma from Lashon the Rashba, of this Rashba, that that Dafka Musafin HaKashir B'di Evid. No other Karbanis would be Kashir B'di Evid before the Tamid or after of the morning or after the Tamid of the evening. But if you check into it, Menachas Daf Mem Tes Mabez, you'll see that the essay of Hashlama goes on all karbanas that are not possibly B'di Evid, even though it says Hashlem, you should make the Tama, the last carbon, but that's only Psal B'di. It's not possible B'di Evid if you did another carbon afterwards. And even according to Taisus there, and Tiferes Maskil Talmud that there's still a psul drabbanan. Still, they didn't hold of their psul if it was shas ad chak. And similarly, the Rav says in Menachas Parak Talad Mishnah Talad that shlama is only for a mitzvah but not b'diavad. And check also in Pesachim Daf Samachai Aleph Amud Aleph in the Mishnah there. And also, Taisus there, Daphnun Chesmet Beis, Tere Maskha Ola. And finally, Mishnah Namelech, beginning of Tmidim, Perakalef, Halach Gimel, that is Marach in this Inyan at all. Something else which has all day is Vidui HaParim. Rashi and the Rav say, we're talking about the Parakon Mashiach and the Parahalim Davash of Tzibor, that they do a Vidui for the Chatoim, that why they bring it. Okay, the Parahalim Kohen Mashiach, he made a mistake, and he paskin for himself, he can do something, really is unishkaris, and then he realized he made a mistake, and the Parahalim Dovash al-Tzibur, if the Bezdin paskin for the Tzibur, they can do something, even though really is unishkaris. They found out, they have to make a carbon, and a par, and they have to make a vidui for what their mistake was. And Rashi adds, as it says, Mishachas Yom, Daf Lamed Vav and Beis, Vizvad Alachatas, that Oven Chatas is called, is mentioned there, and Chibur Alav HaKohen in Vayikra Perek Dalet Pasuk Lamed He says there in Yom Kippur Yom Adchai Lifnei Hashem Lachaper Alav, and it says in Vayikra Perek Tezayin Pasuk Yud that Pasuk, just like Kaparas Devarim, here also you have to have this Kapara of saying it, and it has to be done in the day. The verse developer says that the Parahalim Davish of the Tzibur again is when the Sanhedrin made a mistake and they matur and Isser Karis, the Tzibur to make a par. Similarly, the Parakon Mashiach, when he made a mistake in an Isser Karis, he brings a par. Both of them have to have smicha with two hands on the head of the carbon before the Shechita and make a video on them for what the Chet that you did. Also, Levidi Maisa, the Mishnah says, Rav brings from Tvaram Perk Chavav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Be'arte Kadishman Abayas. When the Maisa come, time to the Maisa, you have to say this Vidui. Tvaram Perk Chavav says, it says right next to it, Hayom Hazeh, Hashem Lakech Mazavecha, has to be in the day. Also, Levidui Yom Kippurim. The verse says that the Kohen Gadol puts his hands, he leans on the par, on his par, and he makes a vidui for his chatos. And similarly, he does this on the Sar HaMishtalech, makes a vidui for the chatos of the tzibur. And also the smicha, the Mishnah says, the Rav brings from Vayikra Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet, v'samach yado al rosh ha'oila. The verse Israel says, all karbanos yachid, that it brought as a chover or nedava, you have to do smicha on the head of the animal before the shechita, except for bechor, meiser, and a pesach, as it's brought in Menachos Daf Tzadok Mebeis. The halacha mashmi sini is that you don't do smicha on the korban tzibur, only on the sar hamishtaleach and the parhel of the tzibur. But there you have three of the Sanhedrin or semach, one after the other on the carbon. And every time someone does a smicha, he has to do a vidui on the chatzor Hashem for the chait that they did, on an ola for the assay that caused them to bring the ola, or a los assay shenitzik assay is caused them to bring the ola, they have to bring a vidui, say a vidui, as it says in Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph, and on Torah and Shlamim, you bring those kabbarnas, you say, Shvach Lakadosh Baruch Hu. This is always something to say. Torah says, Chaf from the base, the real maskal of the vidui, Yom Kippurim, asks, why do we have to say here? We said Kol Yom Kosher L'Smicha. So why do we need that? A vidui is only at the time of the smicha, so we don't have to have mention both of them. And he says, because otherwise we would have a havimina that this vidui is not like the vidui of other smichas, which are not kosher, which are only kosher in the day. This vidui here might be different here. So it would cause us to think that the smicha also wouldn't be kosher the whole day. So therefore, I have to mention this vidui as well. The vidui of Yom Kippur. Also, other things that are good the whole day, l'shchita, Mishnah says, the first verse of all karbanos, the Taisus Yatvik says in the Pasuk, v'samach v'shachat, And it says in Vayikra, Perikli Tes, Pasuk Vav, B'yayim Ziv Chachem, has to be in the day. Tenufa also has to be done in the day. Tosfos Yontif says, this is a Pasuk Vayikra, Perikhav Gil, Pasuk Tes Vav, U'b'yom HaNifcham Es HaOmer, waving around the Omer. Tosfos Yontif says, he has to wave the Omer. And also, the Chaza of the Shlaman, before he uses the Kohen, needs a Tenufa. Let's move it up and down, forward and backwards. Okay, Hagasha is another thing the Mishnah brings that has to be done the day. The Rav says he brings the Mincha closer to the western, the Maravis Dramas, the southwestern corner of the Mizbech, and then he is Kaimis. As he says, there's a Hekesh to Tznufa, as it says, Vehene Vehikriv. And from Tais, he brings that in both of them, you don't need to have a Kayin, because only from Kmitz and onward you need a Kohen. But the Tais Rekev Eger has wonders about that. What do you mean? There's a whole Pasuk, Zos Torah Samincha Hakriv Osa Ben Aaron, which is talking about the Hagasha, bringing it close to the Mizbech, as it says in Sodad Af Yadalad, on the base. And also, at the end of the first parak, you learn that from that, the Hagasha is Pasul and Nashim. And in Taisa Kedushin there, it's written that from Hagasha and onward is talking, the Kohen have to do it. And the Taisa Center there copies what Taisa says, but it doesn't mention anything that's a steer to what he says here, that only from Kmitz and on, it's you need to have the Kohen. As we're saying that, Kmitz, the Mishnah says, the Fer Israel says, the Kmitz of the Mincha, Tosfos Yontif says, the Pasuk is by Yom Tzavo, so in Vayikra Perek Zayin, Pasuk Lamaches has to be in the day. And Lahaktar, the Mishnah says, Rashi and the Rav, the Rashi is in the Gemara, says it's talking about the Haktaris Komets, which is in a mincha, which is similar to the Zrikas Adam in a carbon, and in the Svachem, and it's only kosher in the day. But Hector, Chalav and Veivarim, the burning of the fats, that's kosher called Alayla, as it says in the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah, that is kosher called Alayla, the first Mishnah there in Brachas. Also, Malika, Rashi says, of an oath, the Kabbalah, Rashi and the Rav say, Kabbalah Sadam, and the Rav adds, in the Hesbik Mekot, do the Kabbalah in a Mizrach, in a Kli, and the Hazoya, to do the Hazoya, Rashi Rav say, so the Zrika Sadam and Hazoya is the Parm and the Srafim, and the Chattas, the inner Chattas, which you are Zarek, and the Rav adds, the Zrika Sadam and the Zbech also is called the Hazoya. The Taisi Yatif says, from Kmitza until Hazoya, all comes from the same Pasuk, Miyom Tzavosa. Also, Hashkoz Sota, as Tosfos Yontif says, we learn Torah. It says here, "Ben Bemidr Perik Hey Pasuk Lamed Asal La Kayin as Kol HaTorah Hazos," and it says there in Devarim Perik Yitzayin Pasuk Yedalef Al Pi HaTorah Sheyaruchav Al Mishpat Biyom, as it says in the beginning of Perik Tal in Sanhedrin. If here too, it has to be in the day to read Hashkoz Sota. Also, Taras Hametzayra, Tiferes Israel says with the two birds. Tosfos Yontif says, "Zos Tia Taris Mitzar B'Yom Taraso," in Vayikra Perek Yidal Pasuk Beis, and the Meiri says, "What it says in the Mishnah, also the things it mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Mila Tvila Hazos Mechatas, they're all included in this din that has to be done in the day, and the din of that Mishnah that has to be done from Eisachama also, and it has to be done." And B'diyev Me'el Seshachar also goes on the Dinim in our Mishnah. And then we'll throw in one more Mishnah here in this Shir, stretch it out a little bit. Sechel Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, which the Gemara is at Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Kol Alay Lekshir Lekshiris Omer. You can do the cutting the Omer the whole night, as it says in Menachas Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Lekshiris Omer is at night, and check there at the end of the Perek. Lehekter Chalavim Veivarim. Okay, you mentioned this in the previous Mishnah. The Rav says that anything left over the Talmud Shmini Arbayim, as it says, "Meyikra Perik Vav Pasuk Beis, He Ola Alamokta Alamizbech Kol HaLayla." Tosfos Rekev Eger says, "Why did he mention the Haramas Hadeshen, picking up the ashes? Because it never was really done the whole night. They normally did it by the first third of the night." As Tosfos Yuma and Daf Chaf Amabez mentions. But he says, Tosfos Rekev Eger, "I don't understand what they're talking about. The Pashtus is we're only talking about things that the mitzvah is in the night itself. As we said, kol alayla kasha. But haramas hadeshen, even l'chadchili can be, do that from the daytime, kreis hagever, once they announce that it's morning, which is amud shachar, as mentioned in the Rambam, Perek Beis, and Hilchos Tamidim Musafim. And the mitzvah is not only in the night. And then he saw that the Taisus Yuma, Daf Chav Zayin Beis, the Ramaskol Ika, that wrote that openly that Shumas Hadeshen is only in the night. Check there. The Iri says that Hector Chalav Mevaram, it's better to do it in the day, and if you didn't, you can do it also in the night. And maybe I'm thinking, personally, that this is a way to answer the Kasher Kivega. The Taisus holds that the Mishnah is only talking about things that are meant done only at night. Even something that you could do at night, it wouldn't be included. No, it's also including the things, not only which is things that are done only at night, but things that can also be done at night. And therefore, he needs another reason why the Trumas Hadeshen is not in their Mishnah, as opposed to Rekiv Eger was thinking that it had to be things that only were done at night. Finishing off this Mishnah is HaKlal Kol Davar Shemitzvah Bayom Kosher Kol Hayom. The Rav says from the Gemara to include the Seder Shtei Bezichei Lavona that you put on the Lechem Apanim. Taisus Yantif says, and this is like Reb Yossi Menachos Parakit Aleph Mishnah Zion, similarly also the Seder, the setting up the bread, the Shalachem Apanim, as it says there. But the Gemara only mentioned the Bezichel of Onak, because that was Nikta on the Mizbeach, and it's Matra the Lechem. The first Israel says, but the Tamid and the Pesach, we already mentioned a special time in the Torah when they are done, and therefore we don't have a Kasha either. Why not Krish Mishal Shachris, which is, we don't say it's Kasha Kol Hayom, because we're only mentioning things which the Torah didn't give a specific time, but Krishma, it says, Bikumecha, which is when people get up. And we don't mention these things in the Mishnah Dalet. Why aren't they mentioned again? Because the only one didn't mention things that when the day passed, it was already batal. Okay? Or things that they don't have a Zman Kavua in the day. As far as Malan and Tovlin and Mazen, they have a specific time, but even afterwards, they are kosher the next day. The Ritva mentions to include the Akrovas Korban Pesach. It says there, Tisbech as a Pesach be'erev, that has to be done in the afternoon. Now the Mishnah concludes, Davish Mitzvah about Laila, Kosher Kol Laila. The Rav says, what does that include? Things that are done at night. You have the whole night. To include the Achilles Pesachim, which is Kosher the whole night. And the only reason that the Chum is said until Chatzos is to be Marchik of the Adam Mincha Avera. First of all, says we don't mention the Tfilas Nida and the Yoledis because afterwards it's kosher also. Not only that day, they can do it another day too. And why don't we mention Krishma? Because we have in Arachai and Simon Reish Lamed Hey that even if you read the Krishna Shal Arvis after Alos HaShachar, before the Nates, you are also Yotze. And why don't we mention Megillah? That because that after the nighttime Megillah, after Alos HaShachar, you wouldn't be Yotze? Because the Iker Mitzvah of Megillah is in the day. Piyagrag is another reason, in Simon Tuf Rish Sadek Beis Ostalit, there wasn't yet a Takana at the time of the Mishnah to read the Megillah at night, so they didn't mention it here. And why don't we talk about Tfilas Arvis, that has to be done at night? Because we have in our Chayin Simon Rish Lama Zayin that it's a Rishos, so we don't mention it. Okay, that's our Shia for today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can write me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.